What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
He's oiling his body up right now.
I know. We were chit-chat. Maybe, hold on. Let me actually start the show. I think we're, Blitz, are we good? Knock, knock. Just want to make sure we're good. Thumbs up. There we go. All right. Hello. Welcome to the after show with Anna, Lummy, and Blitz with Arett, Pomeranian kicker. Thanks for listening. Bubba's up at the track. He's stressed as hell. Dealing with Dan. Dealing with the track. Dealing with stuff. Dealing with life. But we're here. We're giving you a show. So that's great. Let's talk about the weekend, because the four of us were hanging out for a second at the Grand Prix, at the Grand Prix. I'm good for another 365. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the air-conditioned Mahaffey Theater.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Fuck off.
The whole food spread, free drinks, everything. Ooh, it was great.
It was awesome. Dicks. Next year, the only thing that I would advise us do is bring gallon bags so we could take some sandwiches home.
That's yeah. What I thought. Sounds like amazing. We need it to go.
Yeah, we did need it to go. So
we didn't know about it, Lummy. Like, we did not tell you. We just
No, I know. It just sucks because, like, I told you earlier that I even saw that stupid fucking building, and I'm like, oh.
Well, I saw it on Saturday, and I was like, wonder what that is. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
We'll figure it out. But so we went to the Grand Prix. Blitz, you went 2 days. You went Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yes. And I wanted to go Friday. I just didn't have time.
Right. And then, Lummy, you just went 1 day with Red, right? It was just
correct.
A one-day deal. Okay,
yeah.
So you guys get there. You guys get there pretty early. What time are you guys showing up?
Like 9. About 9.
That's pretty goddamn early. So you're up there at 9, just walking around. Wasn't too busy when you were there, so that was probably nice.
Oh, Red and I were both like, man, if it stays like this is awesome. Because we're like, and then we started thinking, it's so spread out that there could be a lot of people there, but it's just so spread out that it doesn't seem busy. Well,
right.
that changed at like
at
11.
At like 8 a.m. is when the first like indie USF 2000 series started.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, sorry. Hold on. What is the slate? There we go. Sorry. Right.
Hello,
go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, you go for it.
Yeah. I was a little surprised by the amount of people that were out there that early. Like, it was comfortable, much more comfortable than it was later in the day. But 8:30, 9 o'clock, they're firing cars up and people were ready to go.
Well, at 8 o'clock, the USF Pro Series starts and it's streamed online, and there was nobody there at 8.
Ugh.
Like, it was empty.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we should have got there at 8, left at 9 or something. But
yeah, because when we got there, we walked right in. We brought our water bottles in. I wish I would have known to bring my bad pack with some maybe sunscreen.
What's a bad pack?
A bad pack? It's a bad pack. You put bad stuff in it. Like
alcohol and... Okay, so you meant to say bad.
Bad
okay,
pack.
Okay, I got you.
It's not a bad... Yeah, it's...
I got you. Yeah. They barely checked anything. I'm like, damn, I could have brought in drugs.
Oh,
I could have brought in
credentials, though.
Credentials once we were in there. So anyways, we all meet up eventually, which was honestly very painless. The whole day was pretty painless in terms of like parking and the traffic. And I was like ready for a fucking like we're waiting in lines. We get in this huge line to get into the Grand Prix, and it was like, what, Blitz, like 7 minutes tops?
It moved very quickly.
And
mainly,
it was long as fuck.
People were going through metal detectors. It was going beep, beep, and they were just like, come on, just keep going. Go, just go. Like backpacks with like, my backpack has like 5 or 6 zippers. He literally grabbed the bottom and was like, okay, you're good, go.
I know. I was like, damn. So we get in pretty easily. And then we walk in, and I'm like, great. Now we have to play that fucking game where you're like, where are you? Where are you? Oh, I don't have self-service. Oh, where are you? We walk in, and about 30 seconds into it, I see Lummy's big ass just hurling right towards us. I'm like, well, there he is.
And
he said,
oh, yeah. He goes, I'm going to go out and get a different shirt. And I said, well, have you seen the line?
Yep, I still call it. Wait, I was going to go get my sunscreen, too. Mm. I was going to reapply the sunscreen and change my shirt.
He said, Rhett's over there at the Steak Shack.
Yeah, he was eating some onion rings. And by I'm himself. Like, oh, Blitz, that line can't be that bad. I walk up the stairs. I get to the top. I look over, and I said, fuck this. And yeah. I turned around and went and bought
it
a shirt.
It was like 6 blocks long.
Bought a shirt.
Yeah. I was like, fuck this.
And so, when we got there, we kind of saw Rhett, and I was like, hey, if we don't go now, because like now is the only time we can go in the garage and see the cars. Like, if we don't go now, we stop and talk with Rhett, like, we won't get to see the cars in the garage. So let's go now.
So we booked
and
it.
And we'll meet up with them in a minute, in a little bit.
Yeah.
And we did.
So then we go to the pits, right? Walking around.
We went to the garage at first.
Went to the garage at first. Honestly, I was just like, it's so loud. And, you know, I understand that there's a lot of equipment that goes in and out of the Grand Prix. And there's people on the, what do you call it, a little buggy?
The little car, motorized, like,
yeah,
golf
motorized,
cart deal.
Yeah, and so every five fucking, it's like, beep, 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 beep. You're just, and they're constantly, like, clipping at your heels.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to be mindful of that, but also be mindful of, like, where Blitz was, because Blitz knows where to go and what to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to lose you because there were a lot of people. And thankfully, you're tall, so I could, even if there's a few people between us, I could still keep my eye on you.
Yeah.
But anyways, we make it into the pit area, and I'm a very, like, non-confrontational person, and, you know, Blitz is often like, let's see, you know, how far we can go before we get told we can't do something, just
yeah,
in
and,
life.
Yeah, and I'd like, not to get in trouble, but just like, hey, let's see how far we go, and they say, and then I also know they're not gonna, like, kick you out because you stepped over a line.
Right.
And if they say, oh, you can't go there, then, okay, no problem.
Right. So, you know, you're like, move, you know, jump over this thing. So I do, and then we're standing right in the entryway of the pits where the cars are coming in onto the track.
Yep.
And I'm standing in front of a bunch of people who, right before me, had front row.
Yeah, I know.
Viewing, and I'm standing in front of them, and they're like, we can't, can you move to the left, can you move to the right? But if you move to the left or the right, you either A, get in front of someone else, or you B, get hit by a car or a cart coming by.
Yeah.
So I felt bad, and I'm just looking, I'm like, listen, I would much rather have a stranger mad at me than have my boyfriend mad at me, so I'm just gonna have to stand here. And I did.
By the way, and I noticed that and appreciated it.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, listen, I'm just going to stand put. I'm not going to ask Blitz to move or anything because that's going to piss him off. And I'm never going to see this asshole again, this stranger that's mad at me. So I did something dumb, but I thought that he would appreciate is I crouched down knowing that I was still in front of him and it wasn't really changing his vantage point. But
it looked like you were trying.
I was trying to help.
Yeah,
it's like when someone is trying to get behind you, like at a restaurant, and instead of actually moving your chair, you just lean forward, which you're like, I'm trying to be nice, but also fuck you. I'm still going to stand here or I'm going to sit here. I'm not move. So that was the kind of the move there.
And to be fair, the security guard told us stand right here.
Right.
Now, it's not our fault. He put us in front of the guy. They'd been standing there for an hour waiting to be front row.
I know, I felt so bad. So, and on top of all of that, like, if it was really cool for me, I'd be like, yeah, fuck you, whatever, this is awesome. But, like, I don't even really want to be there. So I'm like, man, I'm just fucking everybody over for no good reason.
But to be fair, we also stayed there for, like, maybe a minute.
That is true.
I wanted to get a good shot of the cars coming out. So I got one or two coming out, and I said, all right, let's go.
Yeah, so then we hop over to pit row, And we're walking around, and then we're on the track, and I think before we got on the track, we meet up with Lummy and Rhett. Boom, there they are. I'm like, oh, that was painless. It wasn't.
The positive thing
is
that Blitz is very tall.
You are too, so
yes.
I saw you.
So I could see over most of the crowd and see your hat.
And Rhett is very white and red, so
and
he stands out.
Yes, he stands out to be in a blinding everybody.
Right. Yeah. So then we get on the actual track.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the point of that? And who's allowed on the track? Is it just important people like us?
Yes.
Okay.
People that are part of the team and media, and that's pretty much it.
Got it. So, yeah, so we did that. It was a wonderful national anthem. It was an interesting choice of person to sing the national anthem, I thought. I was expecting a woman for some reason, and it was like this guy with a baritone voice. Which was cool.
He was very slow. Even the planes had to slow way down.
I know.
What kind of planes were they?
F-16s.
Yes, they were.
Thank you. I've been learning about planes, but like truly listening this time. We watched a plane deal, and he started reciting stuff in like a school teacher situation, student teacher situation. Not in a sexual way, but he
not
would say,
"Not a little girl, daddy."
No,
dom,
no,
whatever.
No, 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 no. Just me trying to learn. learn some shit and actually, without just kind of rolling my eyes, I'm like, all right, let's try to learn
and
about
I'm
some
not,
fucking
and I'm,
planes.
I'm not getting like too into the weeds with it either.
No, no, but you were explaining about this, the fucking Super Hornets and the Blue Angels with the F-18s, and the but the F-22s have more maneuverability, but the F-15s are the fastest and yada, yada, yada. F-35, the closest thing to stealth, but nothing's true stealth because fucking physics, whatever. So
you're right.
There you
though.
Go. Right. See, I'm learning some stuff. So that was cool. And then the worst part of the day. So in full disclosure, they kept checking our passes while we were at pit row.
Right. The race had started.
Race starts.
And they checked and like everyone's like, oh, your media? You're good.
You're good. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, and I even said this to Rhett privately, I'm like, God, I wish someone would throw us out.
Yeah.
Like
low key.
Yeah, you narked us out.
I'm like, let me just go throw away this water bottle.
And I even said to everyone, I'm like, I'm really surprised they haven't thrown us out
yet. I know you
yet.
Did. And I was too. And I was really hoping that some guy would be like, hey,
yeah, as soon as you left and told somebody.
Yeah, it was really weird, Anna. You're like, oh, I'm going to go throw this bottle in the recycling. And Blitz goes, there's one right next to us. And then you just went, blah, 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 and went off. And what, 5 minutes later, someone came and got us?
It was really a coincidence of timing.
Hey, right after you guys left, by the way, that big guy came and like saw me and Anna. He was like, I told you two to leave 15 minutes ago. Why are you still here?
And that's when I was
like,
all
right, we're leaving.
So over this.
We were leaving
because
they still hadn't restarted the race. I'm like, oh, let's just go.
Right. So they're checking passes. Let's rewind a little bit. They're checking passes and we're good. Like maybe two or three people come by checking passes and I'm like, fingers crossed. I'm like, throw us the fuck out. I don't want to stand here no more. And they're like, you're good. And everyone, and the rest of the boys, you know, Lummy, Blitz, and Rhett.
Well,
because
the plan anyway was stay for the first round of pit stops, see the pit stops, and leave. Like, that's what our plan was.
I understand,
anyway.
But there was this big crash because Rhett's arms were blinding everybody.
he made the crash happen.
They thought the white flag was out. It was fucking Rhett's arms.
And so we're standing there, and it's fucking annoying because I think the crash happened, like 2 minutes into the race?
Oh no! It was the third corner of the first lap. Like literally, they dropped the green flag and they crashed.
So what does that mean time wise? Like,
oh, I don't know, 20 seconds.
20 fucking seconds. Yeah. We're standing there in the hot sun. Anyways, so I'm hoping someone's gonna come and tell us to leave. They don't for a minute. So we're just standing there, and I'm just
on.
I didn't narc us out, but
I think you did.
I didn't. So anyways, some actual official sees our pass. He's like, "Do you have row rage?"
Road rage.
Yeah, they call it a race. They call them race mode.
Race
fucking
mode.
Extra special fucking
race road. Race mode. So they're like, you got to leave. And I'm like, yes, we have to go.
Well, I looked down at the guy's badge and it was an actual fucking IndyCar official, like whatever, with his picture on it and shit. I'm like, oh, these guys are actually like the real deal, I guess.
Yeah. So I'm like trying to look like sad, but I'm like, wah, time to go. So I'm kind of marching away. And then, of course, Blitz is like, all right, we'll leave, but like really slowly. I'm like, God,
I'm hoping that they fucking start the race because when they start the race, the girl, they're going to come back in and pit.
That's what I was thinking too. So you're like, walk slowly. So I'm like, okay. Once that, I think I turned to you and I go, have they started going? You're like, no, they're still on red. I'm like, what the fuck was taking so long?
I know, that's what I know. Because
I'm like, yeah, they're going to come in at least and probably, you know, do some stuff. And I'm like, that'd be kind of cool to just watch like, from the pits, them changing tires.
Because watching the race from the pits sucks.
Except for seeing that,
see
30 seconds of them changing it out or doing whatever.
Yeah, but watching the race itself from the pits is the worst place to watch a race from.
Yeah, but apparently there were some of them hot chicks with their asses out, so that was pretty good vantage point, I think.
Well,
right?
And duck lips, too.
And duck lips. Oh, yeah, the duck lips.
Oh, my God.
It was aggressive. Yeah. Eat you right up.
Lummy said she was having a fucking duck lip off with the Firestone guy.
That's pretty funny. Pretty good. Yeah. So at this point, when we are exiting slowly on purpose, in my head I'm thinking, I'm like, this is not gonna be good because I know my boyfriend and he's gonna take a few pit stops himself while he's walking at 0.0004 miles an hour. So I'm like, we're gonna get fucking yelled at, and here's the thing, we're gonna get fucking yelled at for some place that we're being that I don't even want to be anymore. So I'm like, let's fucking go. So then
I knew, like, we're not gonna get in trouble.
I know,
like,
well,
whatever.
Here's the thing, because okay, no offense, Blitz, but like you will never be the one to let someone else have the last word, and I know that about you. And every time someone says something to you and they're in the right, like they're just doing their job, and they say, you know, you need to leave. Okay, fine. So then you don't leave, which whatever, because we're trying to push limits. And I something I really like about you sometimes, but sometimes it's not something I like so much. So anyways, we're trying to leave.
If you don't like what you see, close your eyes.
I had to walk, so I couldn't close my eyes. Otherwise, it would. But Lummy and Rhett leave. They take off. And I'm like, I like almost reached my hand. And I'm like, take me too. But Bliss was like, we're going to stay. I know. So then the guy that told us to leave a few minutes before, I know that the number of minutes was a point
of
contention.
He had a fucking broken watch, man. What the fuck?
So he comes up to us and he's like, let me see your passes. So we like show him. It's, we're like, I have this look on my face like, oh, wow, this is the first time I'm seeing you, buddy. So he's like, wait a minute. I told you guys to leave 15 minutes ago. You guys need to get out of here. And then, of course, I'm like, Blitz, let's just go. And Blitz goes, well, it was more like 5 minutes. And I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, oh, no.
I said it wasn't 15 fucking minutes, dude. Chill.
I'm like, and this guy is not a small dude.
No, he was like Lummy size. And
he was walking us out.
A big tan. I should, you know.
He was escorting us out. And at this point, I am fucking over it. I'm like, I am not trying to get into some fucking yelling match or physical altercation, because we're in a place that I don't even really want to be anyway. So finally we leave. We get out of there.
Well, they still hadn't restarted the race. So, like, I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to, like, I don't care. Yeah. At this point. I'm not waiting around here for fucking this bullshit. Let's go.
And that's really when things took a turn for the best for us. Because we get out. You take some more footage at some turn or whatever. And then we stumbled upon the Mahaffey Theater with the media.
Well, we stumbled upon the place we should have been from the beginning, because Dan was going to get us into the fucking VIP Dolly deal.
Okay, but even better was an enclosed building with bathrooms and AC and fucking free food.
And drinks.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And drinks.
Brett, how much did you spend on ribs and onion rings?
$16.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't awful, but certainly.
But you also bought a shirt, didn't you?
Certainly wasn't free.
He got that on sale. $12.
The only reason I went for the tank top is because every other shirt there was $30. Tank top was $12.
Yeah. When you guys said you bought shirts, I'm like, woof, how much was that? And you said 12. I was like, that's actually not too bad.
Yeah, I was surprised to see it on sale that cheap.
Yeah.
Mine was like 20-something bucks.
Ugh. Well, you probably wouldn't be sweating so much if you were in an AC Mahaffey theater.
No, and actually the shirt that I was that got it was nice and light, so it actually felt pretty good.
Mm. No, it was not nice. And the best part was we literally saw the building. I'm like, hey, let's see if we can get in here. I was like, we'll just sit in the AC. Like, that's it. No big deal. Like, we'll just go inside. And we asked the guy, he's like, this is for the media. What? I'm like, okay. And he's like, let's see your pass. So we showed it, and he's like, okay, you're good.
And I'm like, fuck yeah. Could you feel the energy completely shift? I was not happy. I walk in, I'm like, yeah, oh, amazing.
You're like, it's like, AC. That's all we cared about was AC. We're like, let's just take a break out of the sun and the AC. Like, that's it. That's all we wanted. And you're like, I think there's bathrooms in here.
So we go upstairs.
So we're like, all right, well, so we went upstairs and I was like,
we see those fucking
like a whole
silver
fucking food bar.
You know,
like,
you see those silver, what are they called?
Chafing dishes?
Yes. You see those in the distance and you just start running.
Well, hold on. I saw those and I looked around and I was like, there's no like ropes or anything. Like, we can just go walk over there.
It's a free for all.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah. And if we could just to backtrack for just 1 second, Lummy, you know, Rhett bought shirts. But I believe, Lummy, if I remember the conversation correctly, I'm not really trying to blow up your spot, but you had a few words to say about the shirt you were originally wearing. Do you remember what you said?
Yeah, I just wasn't wearing a very breathable shirt.
What shirt was it?
A non-breathable shirt.
It was a non-breathable shirt.
What shirt was it, though?
It was
a non-breathable shirt.
It was
shirt.
One of those non-breathable shirts.
Right.
Yeah. I should have picked a better selection.
Right. And you sweated it out. You bought a new shirt. No problem.
I had an extra one in my truck that I already planned on switching.
Mm-hmm.
Once now I know. And I know the whole time. Rhett and I were looking for that tiny little breeze just to feel good.
Right.
And, we searched for about 3 hours for that.
Yeah, well, we were with you on that one.
But you guys found it.
Well, the difference is we found the breeze.
Yeah, you sure did.
It was air conditioning breeze.
And food. I would love to be saving that $5 of water every time.
I went Saturday and saw the building. I'm like, whatever. Had I known that, I would have stayed there all day Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Because it's a pretty good view, right?
Well, not really.
They got a TV, so that's a great view of the TV.
I just wasn't sure if it was out the glass. We did see people outside the...
Oh, that was for the, what was it, the race?
The checkered flag club, whatever. Yeah, they roped off, like, the really nice windowed area for that.
It was free food.
That's what I said. I said, we don't give a fuck about the race.
Correct.
That's we got free
degrees.
Food.
Yeah, 90 degrees in March.
It was beautiful.
65 degrees fucking...
Sitting next to a fucking blacktop with 100 people surrounding you. Fucking miserable.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
We were sitting at a table with some guy from Bay News 9 marking out to my camera rig.
Oh, yeah. He was loving it.
So did that fan, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
And then we almost hit that fan leaving.
Did you?
Yeah. He just kept walking. Like, no one obeys traffic laws in fucking downtown when something's going
God,
on.
I know.
He just kept going. That's like, is that guy an idiot?
You should have seen the face he shot at Lummy, too. It was pretty funny.
I was like, that's the guy that marked out the blitz.
Was I there for that?
No, this is when we were leaving. I was bringing Rhett to his next spot.
Oh, I see. Oh, that was very nice of you.
His next spot.
His next spot down
so
the street.
So I know Rhett was talking to me about his situation where he got a ride down there, but he was kind of like weirdly stranded. How did that all work out for you?
No, it was good. Lummy dropped me off over near Central downtown St. Pete,
mm-hmm.
and then I went to $5, got pretty tipsy, and then took an Uber over to St. Pete Beach. So all was figured out.
Okay. And
he took the gun show to St. Pete Beach.
Oh, perfect. Sure,
heavy weaponry.
Excellent. So you can blind all the swimmers out there.
And then how'd you get home?
She drove me home.
Oh, okay.
I just met
her out there.
Who is she?
Jake Wellen. Spelled Jacqueline, Jake Wellen.
Oh, is this someone that you're kind of seeing?
Kind of, yeah.
Let's be honest. There's no one named Jaquel going to St. Pete Beach.
Yeah.
So it's a guy?
No, it's a girl probably, but there's no way that they're going to hang out in St. Pete Beach if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, they're going to Ben D. Davis?
Well, you're picked up
but
on that
it is. It, I'm sorry, but Rhett, because yesterday I was under the impression it was a male friend.
No,
hold on. How are you under the impression of the male friend? We talked about how it was a chick the whole time.
Yeah.
Where did you get male out of that?
she
wasn't
yesterday.
Paying attention.
Yeah, it was Jake Quellen the entire time. Like what the? Like,
well, I just thought that Lummy was making fun of him because he always calls everyone Jake Quellen. So I didn't know.
Actually, Rhett came up with that one.
Well, I don't know. I don't remember you guys discussing it because I was kind of in my own world. But then when I asked Rhett what his plan was, it was just him and I having a conversation. I'm like, what's your deal? Like, where are you going? And you asked me, like, how long is it to St. Pete Beach? That was the only conversation that we had.
Yeah, like, how far away is
it? Right. And so you kept saying, like, my friend or something, my ride, my friend. So I was, or I don't know if you, I thought you said my buddy. I don't know what you said, but you gave me the impression it was a man.
My pal.
But it was a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're kind of seeing this person.
Kind of, yeah. She lives here part-time. She's a travel nurse, so she's kind of like my part-time girlfriend.
Did you say travel nurse?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this so? Okay, I don't want to give it too much away. Is this someone who's from your past? Is she a throat goat?
Stop. Is this someone from my past?
Yeah.
No.
That's kind of users are recyclable?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, is she a throat goat?
Debatable.
Debatable.
So she does it, but she's not good at it.
Out. I mean, she's not as good as Monet. I'll tell you that right now.
Monet was hungry.
She was a throat goat for a reason. There's not too many of those walking around, brother.
Like, does she have like was it DSL lips?
No.
Dick sucking lips.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
She does not. She has a little beak.
So she got white girl lips.
Oh no.
Oh, she's a white girl.
Huh.
Is she under or over three bills?
I plead the fifth.
Oh, shit.
No, she's under. She's well under.
Okay, good.
Very normal 290. Size.
Very
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have a picture of the said woman?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
How many, times have you guys hung out? And I'll include yesterday as a hang.
Are you just fucking?
Five or six.
Okay!
Again, this is, like, over the last 3 months, because she only comes down here for work.
And fucking you.
Maybe. I cannot confirm nor deny.
I believe Blitz asked if you were taking her to the, what was it, Waffle House or IHOP?
No, yeah, I said IHOP, and he said no, he was going to go upscale and go to the fucking Waffle House.
It was a Waffle House day, and that's probably why I didn't get a ride after the race, because...
Oh, wait.
Big Waffle House.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I did.
She did take you home from St. Pete Beach.
Yes, so she had another group of friends that lived down here.
Got it.
So while I was going to the race, she went and saw her friends, and they ended up at St. Pete Beach. Well, the plan was for her to come scoop me once me and Lummy were done, because I figured they were just going to the beach in the morning to, like, do yoga. And then I'm like, oh, surely that's
white.
Not going to...
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's not going to last till 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Well, I got a text, you know, as we were leaving that was like, well, I don't really want to lose my parking spot. Here at the beach, you know, just to come get you and come back, which I can understand too.
Yeah,
that's true.
It is a pain in the fucking ass.
Yeah, it was Sunday. It was a busy day. I got there. It was slammed. So, you know, an Uber wasn't too costly, and I got to get, you know, nice and fuzzy beforehand. So,
oh, great.
Yeah, we went to Paso Grill Beach a week ago, and finding a parking spot was kind of a bitch. And that was later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And her spot was sweet. She was literally right up front. Like, when I got there, I found her car, and it was right there.
The whole day was pretty painless all around. Yeah, Jay was talking about how he got down there, no problems. I was really expecting a lot more of a mess,
mm-hmm.
but it was great. So you got home, no problem, but you didn't get any action.
I was a little too sunburnt, hurting to be
honest.
Oh,
okay.
With you.
All right. That can
That's
be the
when
excuse.
When you just go from behind.
Yes.
Was your penis burned?
Okay. Thank you, Lummy. Thank you.
It's a valid question.
Maybe it could be a rug burn.
It could be a rug burn. And here's the thing. It seems to be a very race intensive month. We got Gator Nationals coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited for that, Blitz?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Just yes.
Yes.
All right. I got it. No problem.
I just don't know exactly what the plans are yet, but like the race itself is fun.
Okay.
I haven't been there for a long time.
Right.
It's a good time of year for racing, I think.
Yeah.
Everybody kicking off their seasons.
Yeah, I was asking a lot of questions about the Grand Prix because I didn't understand why it's so special because apparently there's like 20 Grand Prix. So I was like, why?
Yeah, but like this is the only one anywhere close to here.
I understand that, but in terms of just... You know, the points and the racing, and I didn't understand, like, why it's such a big deal to win one Grand Prix when there's 20 of them. But then you were telling me that it's a point system thing, and they add up all the points.
That's
and
why,
the
like,
end,
the people that were there that literally crashed their car on fucking turn 2 or 3 of the first race of the season, first lap, not even getting a full lap in, that's why they were all pissed. Because they're like, we came down here and did all this shit to start our season out fucking horribly.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I don't understand, and maybe you can enlighten me, is it seems like they got a lot of equipment. I mean, I spent probably at least a good hour behind the scenes at the pit mart or whatever, pit row. Mm-hmm. And I saw all of the tires. I saw a lot of like bumpers, it looked like.
Wings.
I saw a lot of tools. I also just didn't seem to quite understand, like, why don't you have a backup car? Is that a dumb...
Well, you can't do that.
Why not? You can only have one car. Can't you make two of the same car in case one gets fucked?
I'm sure there's other reasons, but eventually racing like that is just going to favor the teams with the most money.
Yeah, because what they would do is they would set cars up differently and, like, you know, say, oh, my car's broken, I have to go get a different car, but that other car is set up different, so...
So you're saying that there's an extensive, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Where they have to, like, survey the car beforehand and make sure it's all good, you don't have any extra inspections.
Yes, so they have a tech inspection.
To make sure there's no extra souped-upness or whatever.
Correct.
Okay, so to do that with for double the amount or triple the amount of cars would be insane, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. So that's why you can only have one car, but you can pretty much switch out.
You can switch out the nose parts in the back wing and a few other things. And in NASCAR, it's even more so where, like, you can have a car that gets, like, wrecked fairly bad, like, looks fairly bad. I mean, obviously, if, like, suspension gets messed up, probably not. But they can come in and, like, beat it with a hammer and kind of put things back into place, and that car could actually win the race.
Okay. But not so much with
open wheel cars, which is what those are. Like, no, those they break a lot easier.
All right. And how fast would you say they were going at the straight at certain? Not that there were straightaways because it was kind of a loop-de-loop track, but how fast were they going most of the time around that track?
150, 140. Yeah, really? In the straightaways.
Okay, in the straightaways. Okay. All right. Interesting.
It looks like there was a bunch of crashes yesterday.
There was a lot.
That first major one was the biggest one, right? That we saw, yeah. Or that we, the 22nd one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I liked watching that over and over again. Just see that green car just go flying.
As you got hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor. Well, and the guy was okay, right? Everyone was all right.
Well, yeah. It says one person went to the hospital. I'm trying to find, there was another one kind of like that where another car went airborne. I guess two cars went airborne and one person went to the hospital.
It was towards the end of the race. I think it was like lap 72 or 73.
Okay.
But yeah, they brought the ambulance out and loaded that guy up. He basically got, like, ran over.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's not good. Not good at all. But I did learn a lot about the tires and the tread and the things with the stuff, so that was good. I feel like I'm trying to open my mind a little bit to racing because I've been on the show for almost 3 years now, and it seems like I've learned very little about racing because my brain, like, won't allow the information to become absorbed because it doesn't want to learn that stuff. But now I'm trying to just, like, all right, open up and take in the information as it comes in. I also wanted to cover one more thing that I thought was kind of cool, and I thought the people on the show were kind of cool, would think was kind of cool, because I feel like we're kind of a mark when it comes to toys, when it comes to planes and cars and boats.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if any of you guys saw this, but I believe Jeff Bezos is now an oligarch because he's rolling around in a $500 million super yacht. Have you seen this? And I think it has like a landing pad for, I don't know how cool that is, if maybe a lot of yachts have a landing pad for a helicopter on the boat.
The big ones do, yeah.
That's pretty common.
Wait, it's a sailboat?
It looks kind of
stupid.
What a dumb boat.
Why is this? It's complete with helipad and pool in the boat, which is in the water, which is pretty cool.
Did you see the other boats that were there at St. Pete, man? Yeah. There's some big ones.
So, you know, that whole row of boats, that whole dock system, they bring in just for that race.
Oh,
that
just
dock
so they
normally
can view
isn't
from there.
Yeah, and they charge a lot of money, too.
So, but going back to Jeff Bezos' boat, is it not that cool?
I mean, it's cool, but if it's a sailboat, yeah.
But is it just like kind of built like a sailboat?
Yeah. She's built like a sailboat, too.
Okay, that's rude. But does it not have a motor? Is that what you're saying?
It'll have a motor.
But I thought it had to have only a sail if it's a sailboat.
No, you can have a motor because if there's no wind, you're not.
Yeah, or like
moving.
when you're inland, kind of.
Yeah, because you see how there's like something coming out the back. They're moving.
Okay, so
that's dumb.
So, but I don't understand if it's. I thought sailboats do not have motors.
No, most of them do.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Maybe back in 1492.
Even tiny. I mean, Columbus. Anything other than the tiniest of sailboats will have a motor, and sometimes they'll have it's called a kicker motor, where it's like a little outboard motor where they can just put around. But the bigger sailboats all have a regular motor. Now, it's not like a motor yacht where it's like multiple motors where they can really haul ass.
Oh, so you can't really haul ass on this boat?
No.
It's mostly just for for leisure.
Yeah. Well, who knows? He could have made this.
He could have souped it up.
I mean, dude, whatever. I'm not hating. It's a $500 million boat. It's badass. But like, I'd rather have something else.
Is there other pictures of it? I saw.
I only really see the one in the New York Post.
There's arrows. So yeah, there's like six photos.
Yeah.
Bubba. So if you like click on the arrows.
Oh, you're.
Yeah, you. Yeah. Sorry. Just keep going up.
Here we go.
What? Oh, that's China.
What? No, I didn't send you anything. It's on your page.
I know. Oh. I was wondering the same thing.
I'm sorry. you talking about this?
Right there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The
see
arrows.
Those arrows?
See the arrows?
One of six?
Click the arrow to the right.
It's red.
It's a red arrow on a.
Oh, hey, what's up? I'm a little boomer today. Boomer Anna. Boomer. Can I put some arrows here?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. I think this chick's like 50 or something, which is odd.
Yeah, she's a lot hotter than his ex.
That's true. That is very true. And she took half, is that right?
The ex did, yeah.
Not good. But this person, I don't think he's marrying. It doesn't look like a millionaire girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez.
She's a millionaire?
That's what
it says. The millionaire's girlfriend or the millionaire girlfriend?
Koru will join a fleet of super yachts, helicopters, and planes already owned by the entrepreneur and his millionaire girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez. Because he's not a millionaire, he's a billionaire.
She's
a
multi-talented media personality pilot. Was born in New Mexico in 1969.
She's 53. Interesting.
She looks great for 53. But
yeah.
I'm surprised he wouldn't date, you know,
23-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's a bit odd. That's not really the move, but great. Good for him.
But, look, if she's got her own money, she's not looking for his.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's good.
That's true.
But, yeah, I mean, look, I'm not trying to hate. It's a cool boat. If I was spending $500 million, I wouldn't want that boat, but.
I'm sure he has more than one boat.
I'm sure.
I'm thinking that. But, okay.
Does it come with Prime?
I'm sure it does, Bubba. I think that's about it for today. I kind of just wanted to talk about the Grand Prix and our experience there and how it was a ton of fun.
I'm
going to
get Rhett the videos we took. I know that Rhett and Lummi took a bunch of video, and he'll get something put together.
Yes. You got so many compliments on your little getup yesterday.
It's just a little rig that I put in my phone.
I know, but people were very impressed. Very impressed with it, so that was cool. With the little dead cat, that's what it's called?
Yes.
Dead cat.
On the microphone
with the battery pack and the two handle thing. Mm-hmm. It's great. But all right, guys, thank you so much for listening. And Lummi, thank you. Blitz, Rhett, thank you for all that you do. And
you.
We will be back tomorrow. I know you can listen to this anytime, but we'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. hopefully on Twitch.
Yeah, we're hoping.
Fingers crossed. We'll see you guys then.